52 degrees. Good to have you with us on Win It Wednesday on WIB. Yeah, 90 minutes from now or so, your chance to win a pair of tickets to the Amy Grant concert. September 21st at the Pablo Center in Eau Claire, more specifically in the RCU Theater at the Pablo Center. And you could go on our dime. We're asking you what our 100, what is it, 100,000 people? I think it is, 100,000 people doing right now. And we have a bunch of good guesses. Three times yesterday, nobody got it. We'll try again after 7:15. If nobody gets it then, we will give you a clue, a hint, at 7:45 this morning. Today in history, Mars made its closest approach to Earth in nearly 60, well, in many, many years, actually, passing approximately 34,646,416 miles from Earth in 2003. It's a little too close for comfort, Mars. Also on this day, speaking of Mars, in 2012, the Mars rover Curiosity broadcast its first interplanetary human voice recorder. 8 years ago today, former five-time world boxing champion Floyd Mayweather Jr. defeated MMA fighter Conor McGregor in his debut match in the 10th round in Las Vegas. It is Banana Lovers Day and Tarzan Day and Rock, Paper, Scissors, one of the classic games today. And finally, it is August 27th, and our morning devotion from Robert Morgan's on this day is the prayer chain, and it reads like this. In 1722, Nicholas Ludwig von Zinzendorf, troubled by the suffering of Christian exiles from Bohemia and Moravia, allowed them to establish a community on his estate in Germany. The center became known as Herrnhut, meaning under the Lord's watch. It grew quickly, and so did its appreciation for the power of prayer. On August 27, 1727, 24 men and 24 women covenanted to spend an hour each day in scheduled prayer, praying in sequence around the clock. Soon others joined the prayer chain. Days passed, then months. Unceasing prayer rose to God 24 hours a day as someone, at least one, was engaged in intercessory prayer each hour of every day. The intercessors met weekly for encouragement and to read letters and messages from their brothers in different places. A decade passed, the prayer chain continued nonstop. Then another decade, it was a prayer meeting that lasted over 100 years. Wow. Undoubtedly, this prayer chain helped birth Protestant missions. The 27-year-old Zinzendorf suggested the possibility of attempting to reach others for Christ in the West Indies, Greenland, Turkey, and Lapland. 26 Moravians stepped forward. The first missionaries, Leonard Dober and David Nitschmann, were commissioned during an unforgettable service on August 18, 1732, during which 100 hymns were sung. Boy, they like to do things in big ways. During the first 2 years, 22 missionaries perished and two more were imprisoned, but others took their places. In all, 70 Moravian missionaries flowed from the 600 inhabitants of Herrnhut, a feat unparalleled in missionary history. By the time William Carey became the father of modern missions, over 300 Moravian missionaries had already gone to the ends of the earth. And that's not all. The Moravian fervor sparked the conversions of John and Charles Wesley and indirectly ignited the Great Awakening that swept through Europe and America. The prayer meeting lasted 100 years. The results will last for eternity. And Robert Morgan closes with Luke 18:1-8a. Jesus told the disciples a story about how they should keep on praying and never give up. Won't God protect his chosen ones who pray to him day and night? He will surely hurry and help them. There we go. The prayer chain from On This Day, Robert Morgan's fine devotional. And hats off to you and Tammy Slowiak for debuting volleyball on the WOGO Sports YouTube channel
yesterday. Yeah, all those replays are still available on the WOGO Sports YouTube channel for you to watch and enjoy. I was telling you off the air, my first time ever broadcasting volleyball, I'd say maybe skip the first one and maybe watch the other ones. I think it got a little bit better after that, too. But, man, really enjoyed it. Just some talented young ladies from all over the area, nine different teams coming to that Chi-Hi Invitational yesterday. So that was an experience, and big thanks to Sam for spending a lot of his day on the ladder and or protecting me from volleyball.
I heard about something that happened in game one.
It's Win It Wednesday on the WIB Wake Up Show. 56 degrees. What a prize we have carrying over Tuesday trivia to Wednesday, Halvo.
I have it right in my hands, Caleb, the envelope. It is Amy Grant. Two tickets for the September 21st concert. How cool would it be to win your way in to see Amy Grant right here in Eau Claire?
The question is this. As we speak, over 100,000 people are doing what? As we speak, over 100,000 people doing this right now. 715-723-2555, 715-723-2555. Give us your best guess. Win It Wednesday. You're on WWIB. Let's go right to the phones. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Taryn from Menominee.
Hey, Taryn, what do you think?
Drinking coffee.
Drinking coffee. Is it drinking coffee, Halvo?
Sorry, Taryn.
It's not, Taryn, but thank you for the call. 715-723-2555. Give us a call back.
Because it's
my friend, so she doesn't get busted.
Because it's early in the morning, you just want to say, oh, something that has to do with the morning routine. That's just natural answer.
Yeah, we've had a lot of great guesses. 715-723-2555. Again, as we speak, over 100,000 people doing what? It's not sleeping, brushing your teeth, drinking Coca-Cola. It's not driving, eating breakfast, clocking into work, sneezing, getting ready for school, yawning, scrolling social media, surfing, eating, ordering coffee, going to the bathroom, jogging, knitting, having surgery, talking on the phone while driving, listening to WWIB, not being at a doctor's appointment, not getting your teeth cleaned, not drinking coffee. None of those are what we're looking for. All good answers. Let's go to the phones. Good morning. Win It Wednesday on the WIB Wake Up Show with Caleb and Halvo, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Kathy Hilbert from Barron.
Hey, Kathy, we haven't heard from Barron yet, home of those Golden Bears. What do you think?
I'm going to say take a shower.
Take a shower. Halvo, are we sending Kathy to Amy Grant's?
Again, part of the morning routine, but Kathy, that's not it.
All right, thank you. Kathy, call us back, 715-723-2555. More folks jamming up the phone lines in a good way. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Taryn from Menominee.
Hey, Taryn, you got back through. What do you think, friend?
Sneezing.
One more time.
Sneezing.
Sneezing. Is it sneezing? Not sneezing. Thank you, Taryn. 715-723-2555. I'm just a softie. I haven't buzzed Taryn either time. We're buddies, aren't we, Taryn? So anyway, we'll buzz everybody else.
Yeah, right.
715-723-2555. Good morning. You're on the air. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Lisa from Mondovi.
Lisa from Mondovi. Go ahead, Lisa.
Are they swallowing?
Swallowing, she
swallowing.
Said.
Swallowing. Okay, so maybe you're eating something and swallowing. Is that what we're looking for? Lisa, we do like you, but you do get buzzed. Not what we're looking for. Call us back, 715-723-2555.
That guess tells me people are ready for a clue.
Yes.
And it's going to come after 7:45 if we don't get it.
If we don't get it here now at 715-723-2555. Again, as we speak, over 100,000 people are doing this. 100,000 people or more. In fact, definitely more. Over 100,000 people doing what right now? Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Good morning, WWIB.
Taryn from Menominee.
Oh, hey, Taryn.
She is owning the morning.
Yes, Taryn just keeps on getting through. All right, what do you think, Taryn?
Walking a dog.
Walking a dog.
That's another great guess.
All right, how about a soft buzz? Just a soft buzz, Taryn. We're easing into my buzzing on a Wednesday morning. Not what we're looking for, but thank you. 715-723-2555. We do have time for a guess or two more. Otherwise, we'll push this off 20 minutes and say, hey, let's give this another shot with a clue. And as Halvo likes to say, going once, going twice. And it'll be clue time after 7:45. Halvo, we'll see if we can send folks in the right direction for this. Again, as we speak, over 100,000 people doing what?
Oh, what a Wednesday on the WIB Wake Up Show, and we want to give away a pair of tickets for the Amy Grant concert September 21st at the RCU Theater at the Pablo Center in Eau Claire.
Two tickets to see Amy Grant at the Pablo could be yours if you can answer our Tuesday trivia question, which is now a Win It Wednesday question, and we do have a clue. Here is the original question. As we speak, over 100,000 people are doing what? Over 100,000 people are doing this right now, 715-723-2555, but we have a clue first.
Yeah, and that is over 100,000 people are doing this at any given moment throughout the day, not just in the morning.
Yeah, a lot of people are thinking because, again, we're talking about this in the morning, that this would just be something that happens in the morning. This is at any given moment Over 100,000 people are doing this. Doing what? Hopefully that helps you along the way. 715-723-2555. Good morning. Win It Wednesday on the WIB Wake Up Show with Caleb and Havo, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Kathy from Barron again.
All right, Kathy, go ahead.
Pray.
Pray. There's over 100,000 people at any given moment praying. I hope that and more, but is it what we're looking for, Havo?
Sorry, Kathy.
Thank you, Kathy. Call us back. Give yourself a chance again to win Amy Grant tickets for September 21st. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Jack from Conrad.
Hey, Jack.
I think it's going to the bathroom.
Think it's going to the bathroom? That was guest yesterday, so you can have a bonus guest, buddy, if you want.
Washing the dishes.
Washing the dishes. Jack, do you wash the dishes for your parents?
Sometimes.
Sometimes, that's good. Good on you, friend. Is that what we're looking for, though? Is it washing the dishes, Havo?
Sorry, Jack.
It's not, but washing the dishes, good job, Jack.
But I love the name Jack.
It's a great
It is
name.
A great, solid.
Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Liz from Menominee.
Hey, Liz, what do you think?
Taryn guesses flying.
Taryn guesses flying. Like Superman flying or like in an airplane flying?
I'm assuming in an airplane. I just dropped her off for school.
I mean, I'm guessing there probably aren't a lot of Supermen and Superwomen out there.
Yeah.
So Taryn thinks she was trying really hard.
Yeah.
Right. And so she thinks it's flying at any given moment over 100,000 people flying.
A lot of people in the air.
You got it.
You guys are going to Amy Grant.
Liz, I just wish Taryn had been around to hear that. She nailed it. Yes, over 100,000 people. In fact, 100,000 to 300,000 people are flying at any given moment. Well done.
Okay.
I don't know if we still have Liz. Do we still have you, Liz?
Yes, sorry.
Oh, we lost her for a moment, too. Well, we are super pumped for you guys. Enjoy Amy Grant, all right? I think we lost the connection a little bit, but we will get connected with Liz and with Taryn. And, man, hard work, persistence pays off for our 7-year-old friend from Dunn County.
They're so excited. They're speechless in Menominee.
Indeed. Well done. Thank you, everyone, for guessing.